Comic-Con is this week. It starts on Wednesday for most of us. This week, we talk about all the parties and all the exclusives that you will see at Comic-Con, plus very special guest Jeremy Howe from The Big Bang Theory tonight.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's The Con Guy, Comic-Con Prep Show.
Come on. Let's have a little bit of life here.
Yay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Can't stand it.
Welcome to the last show before Comic-Con.
Woo!
Welcome to Comic-Con Week. Yeah. It starts this week. We're really excited. We've been leading up to this week. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Tonight it's all about the parties and the exclusives.
Yeah.
And we promise we're not going to go all over the place. Sometimes we have a tendency to wander and not get to the topic and we run out of time. That's going to happen tonight too. So let's just get used to it.
So how about that NBA Summer League? Let's talk about that.
So, my name is Jim. I am the managing editor for theconguy.com. You can find me at conguyjim. You can also follow theconguy.com at conguy.com, all spelled out, D-O-T-C-O-M. And let's go ahead and introduce who else we have tonight with us.
Hi, I'm Derek Sams. I'm a contributing writer to theconguy.com, and you can find me on Twitter at conguyderek.
And I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys. You can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one, and right here on Popcorn Talk sometimes, or their sister networks After Buzz TV or Book Circle Online.
She's got a lot going on.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? I'm Ben Cleaver at BenKlieWer on any of your social media. Actor, comedian, writer. And right now you can see my face all over your TV screens nationwide in the Chrysler Pacifica commercial.
Yeah!
Booyah!
That was you!
That was
me.
All right. Goofy Dad.
I'm Thomas Barham.
Frequent guest.
Frequent guest. Not so special guest.
That was Derek. I blamed you for that.
Semi-special.
All right.
I'm the executive director of screenwriting at Azusa Pacific University, and I'm also a screenwriter and pop culture pundit.
And a very special guest of the Con Guy tonight. We're excited to have you, Thomas.
And you can find me at TomDaveLA, TomDaveLA.
All right.
I'm Jeremy Howe. Never done anything like this before. Zero social media presence, but I'm a writer on The Big Bang Theory.
Writer-producer.
Yes, supervising producer.
And still got producer in it.
Yeah, that's it.
And Jeremy, you're going to Comic-Con this week, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
I see Jeremy every year at Comic-Con in the Hilton Bayfront right after everything. And last year you were there and getting ready for the panel that you guys have every year. Can you tell us a little bit about the panel that you guys take down every year?
Yeah. So the show had been there since season one with the cast, and it was a new show. Nobody knew exactly what it was going to be. I was not a part of it. I came in season four. But they've been there since then. First 3 or 4 years was the cast, and then season 5 or 6, the writers started to do a panel, and then in season 6 is when I became a writer. And I was a part of the panel for the past, I think, 3 years. It's very nerve-wracking. We're always in ballroom 20, at least the writers were, because nobody wants to be in Hall H for just the writers. So they save that for the cast, which is happening this year. The cast will be there, some of the cast. I think Johnny, Kaylee Knoll, and Kevin Sussman, who plays Stewart, who owns a comic book store, who's hilarious. Oh, and then the executive producers will be up there with them.
Okay,
nice. That's in Hall H.
So what's
Friday at 10?
Okay, when you do a writers panel, how is that? What kind of stuff do we see there instead of at the actors panel?
Less famous people.
Okay,
being just as entertaining.
Sure. Yeah.
These are the witty people.
I prefer the writers panel over the actors panel.
Yeah, we bring on a special guest. We've had Melissa Rauch and Knoll have they've moderated the panel, and we had who else? Craig Ferguson did the panel. Yeah. It was hilarious and fun, and we always bring out a guest. Like Will Wheaton showed up. Johnny showed up 1 year. And it's always a good time. But, you know, we show a highlight reel that they make exclusively for Comic-Con that usually features more of the comic book pop culture references and those kind of things and other, you know, big moments from the show that everyone might recognize.
It's such a perfect Comic-Con show because, you know, they always talk about Comic-Con. Like, we even used one of their clips one time when countdown to getting ready for getting your Comic-Con badge. 5, 4, 3, go, 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 go! That was such a funny episode. It was really great.
Very relevant.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Totally.
When you guys are in the writer's room, do certain writers have a specialty for certain characters?
No. Everyone writes for everyone. Yeah. No one has a specific character that they only write for. Some might be better at writing Sheldon or better at writing some different random characters, but it's a very collaborative. We write everything in the room together, so everyone's bouncing ideas off of everybody, and it's very collaborative.
Well, I think it's so awesome that you're here this week. I love The Big Bang Theory. It's on. I'm so glad it's on TBS now that I can watch it like every day when I'm getting home.
Well, there's things called DVDs and Blu-rays.
Uh huh.
And Netflix.
It's
not on Netflix.
It's not on Netflix.
No. It's not. Is it on any of the streaming services? Because I've tried to find it and get caught up.
Just CBS. I think you can purchase it on iTunes and then the CBS Access. Is that what it's called?
CBS All Access.
That's it. I should probably.
Which launched with the Good Wife spinoff. What was it? The
Good Fight.
The Good Fight. And then this fall, it's going to have
Star Trek Discovery.
So they're doing pretty good. They're doing pretty good. So, all right, Derek, we're going to go ahead. Wait. We have another guest on the show that has not been here before. Lucretia.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you. You, what's the show that you have that we were all geeking out about?
Oh, the Comic Book Exchange?
The Comic Book Exchange,
It's on Book Circle Online, Wednesdays at 6. We have a show every week, pretty much, although we're taking off this week because two of us are headed down to Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so every day, every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we talk about comic book news, you know, and we'll do a lesson or have a guest. We frequently have people from Skybound Entertainment. They're one of our fun, and that's why I hate we don't have any exclusives to bring to you guys. But we'll have them after Comic-Con.
You know who you should have on your show? Yeah. This guy right here.
Yeah.
He's a specialist when it comes to these things.
Well, cool. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Hit. Come back in here and be on our show. Yeah.
It's a little bit better than ours, I know.
A little bit.
Yeah.
At least we didn't have the 11 o'clock time slot tonight.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. And real quick, before we jump into Comic-Con, you went to a recent festival, which is really cool.
Yeah. So Chris Hardwick decided to do his own, he called it a comic carnival, and it was paired with a music festival called Idiot Music Festival and Comic-Con Carnival. Mm-hmm. I'm really hard to say, so I just go with Idiot Fest. Okay. I think he should shorten it for next year. But yeah,
ID10T.
Yes. It is a funny like way that they spell it, and you know, it was fun though. It was in Silicon Valley at Shoreline Amphitheater. Beautiful place. I'd never really been up there before. And yeah, so he had a little bit of music and it was really good, like on brand, like Weezer, OK Go. And then there were panels, there were exhibitors because Skybound was there. And they even had like a comedy tent with like people like Michael Ian Black and Garfunkel and Oates, who are part of the Big Bang Theory family, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And so they just had a lot of stuff going on. And I feel like it can only grow from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I couldn't go. I was at the Arroyo Seco Fest.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Weezer was there too. So they did you guys' fest on Friday night, and they came over on Saturday night, or maybe it was vice versa.
Yeah, I think it was vice versa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was paying attention.
That's cool.
All right. Derek.
Yeah, so
you want to tell us a little bit about something called Cosplay Bingo.
Yeah, Cosplay Bingo. This actually came up when I was on the Black Hollywood Live Comic-Con preview show yesterday. Somebody just randomly mentioned it, which it was quite a coincidence, because I was like, hey, I've already put this together. This week, you can go onto theconguy.com and download bingo sheets that we've made. And it's just for fun. You can play with your friends, challenge them, and see if you can get bingo out of the various cosplay you see. You know, some things you expect to see, certainly, like Deadpool, Spider-Man. There will definitely be a lot of Wonder Women around.
Oh, yeah.
There will be lots of Doctor Who stuff. But it's just a bingo sheet. If you do that, print it off. Take your pictures. Send them to us on Twitter and Instagram. Tag us. Use a hashtag, cosplaybingo. And let us see it later. Maybe we can share them on the podcast.
I'd love to. Yeah, it'd be really good.
And you can find me at Fair Agent Carter's on there.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Did you put Poison Ivy? I feel like there's always 1,000 Poison Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely going to be Poison Ivy. You know, I probably could have made like 4 or 5grids, and I only made 2. And I'm thinking about trying to add to it, because I don't have a Poison Ivy. And there are several others that are like obvious ones that I don't have. But because I included like 50 that were obvious ones already, and it was full.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. By the way, some of us have some capes on this week. Where'd these come from?
Yeah, these came from Six Flags last week.
Why was going on? Look, it's kind of cool.
I know,
cool, huh? Like, this is the Super. Yeah. So they just gave these out?
Well, it was at a press event, actually. It was the premiere party thing they had for the release of the Justice League ride.
Which the roller coaster they had there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's
yeah, nice. I was fortunate enough to get to be there, and it was really fun.
All right, so...
Did you ride it?
I did. It's a pretty cool ride. It's new, so there are some glitches they're working out, but it's neat. It's kind of like if you've ridden those other rides where you've got the 3D glasses and you're shooting at things... It's kind of a combination of those, but with more practical, like, animatronic effects at the same time. And it's, yeah, it's just, it's a little like Toy Story Midway Mania, but with a lot more action.
Cool.
Not just Midway games. You're actually trying to stop the villains from capturing all the Justice League, and you're going up and down.
So Six Flags is moving into the dark rides now.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
A little bit. I think this is, I don't know if this is their first, or it's one of their first. So this kind of ride, yeah.
Who's going down this week? I mean, when's everybody going? Thomas, when are you going?
Wednesday.
You're going down Wednesday? Jeremy, you're heading...
Thursday.
I'm heading down tomorrow to get beat the traffic, and you're heading down the...
I'm getting there late Friday night.
I'm going early Thursday morning.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Bree and I are heading down early Wednesday morning.
Right, nice. Because Bree has... She has what?
Well, she's going to be covering the Her Universe fashion show.
Oh, I'll be there too.
On
yeah.
Thursday. Yeah. She just found out tonight she has to check in at 1 and the event doesn't end until 9 p.m. So, I don't know. We're not sure if she can leave and come
that
back or whatever the
joke.
Thing is or what there is, what she's going to be doing that whole time. But this, she's really stoked on it because it's her, like, first interview press event. And then she'll also be interviewing on, I think, on Friday. Well, actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Come on, why not? I would say... I have something I know that's really cool. I just can't tell you. But then just don't tell us it.
Well, I started telling, like, just going into conversation, and then I was like, wait, am I allowed to tell anybody this?
Did you sign an NDA?
I didn't sign an NDA.
Then you're good.
Of course you probably didn't either.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this
We'll be careful about things like that. So, yeah, Jeremy, that cliffhanger at the end of the season, what's happening?
Yeah. Speaking of things you are absolutely allowed to say. You'll see what happens in September. Boy, I should probably know the premiere day of our show. I think it's like, whatever. It's a Monday, September 20th.
It's a good answer. We'll see what happens on the show.
We follow it up. I mean, obviously, you know, the show ended with Sheldon on one knee.
Oh, I didn't see it. He proposed?
Oh, he proposed. Did.
And I heard...
Sorry, it's been over 24 hours. So
yeah, seriously.
Say that.
I saw Mayim on a talk show, and she said she didn't know it was coming.
They get the script the night before a table read, so they don't know what's going on, the cast, until they get it in their email and read it. And so they are pleasantly surprised, just like the audience, but just, you know, a little bit ahead of time.
Yeah.
Are you always there during taping?
Yeah, and actually that scene, because it's, he goes to New Jersey, that's where Amy is, and goes, knocks on her door, and she opens the door, and I, for whatever reason, just happened to be standing right to the right of the, and behind the camera, so like, what you see on TV, like, my angle watching it live was just 2 feet over, and so it was like really surreal, because the audience went crazy, and... it was, you know, they only did it in one take. It worked, so.
That's cool.
That's pretty. So, I've been to a couple of those statements, but, like, do you guys, like, do the scenes over and over again? Do you go in, you write more jokes, and you come back, and you go in and write?
Yeah, we do, rarely do we do one take. That's an exception. But we do at least two takes, sometimes three, rarely more than that, because it's such a well-oiled machine. We're starting season 11 now. But if a joke doesn't work on the first take, we need to huddle up as writers and come up with a better joke.
You gauge it by, like,
no laughs. Yeah. We know it's not as funny when 200 people sitting in the stands stop laughing. Like, oh no, we need to fix that.
Stop! We gotta rewrite this right now.
So we need to get to the bulletin board, don't we?
Go ahead and do the bulletin board, because we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, let's do this. Really quick. Alright, obviously this week is San Diego Comic-Con. That's
what?
July.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, if you didn't know, that's this week. July 20th through 23rd, with a preview night on July 19th, Wednesday. And then Florida SuperCon is the next weekend, Fort Lauderdale, July 27th through 30th. And then also in Florida that same weekend, Tampa Bay Comic Con, July 28th through 30th. And then the Midsummer Scream Halloween Fest is July 29th through 30th in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And following that up is Scare LA, August 5th and 6th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. So after the big dance, as you call it, maybe, we go into some scary stuff.
Yeah, we get some scary stuff. And just so you guys know... This fall, we're going to be hosting a second show called The Scare Guy. Mm-hmm. Anything that's scary fun, and I think
we're... Jim!
Oh. Man, you are so...
I might watch that show.
I just peed my pants a little bit.
I think we're having guests from Scarlet on our show for our very first show, so that's going to be a whole lot of fun. All right, so Derek, let's go ahead and get into... Let me see, is there any news? Oh!
There's some news.
Oh, there's a little bit of news that happened this week.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of news.
A little bit.
Okay, I must say, we posted an article on the site this week. Derek put together an article for us. Trying to predict who the next doctor would be.
And were genuine predictions of possibilities and some were just fun. But my big thing was the doctor has already said he wants to be Ginger.
Yep.
And we still don't have, we have not had a Ginger doctor. Nope. So I gave my top 10 Ginger actors.
That's the number one article we've had on our site in 3 months. So
I, you know, I did not put Ed Sheeran on the list, but I did put Rupert Grint, and they're very similar.
Ed Sheeran was too busy cameoing on Game of Thrones last night.
Was he really on? I heard he was on Game of Thrones.
And he was singing.
He was singing.
I've got to watch this. Okay.
It was the musical episode?
I've got to get caught up.
Yeah, it was the musical episode.
They do have a musical episode down at Comic-Con.
Yeah. But anyway, like, none of my guesses were right. And it was somebody else who was really high in the speculation, this actress Jodie Whittaker, who has been in Broadchurch, Attack the Block. She was in an episode of Black Mirror. She's been around a lot. And, of course, Broadchurch, it's the same showrunner who's the new showrunner for Doctor Who, Chris Chibnall. So he's got an actress that he's worked with before. But it's been, you know, shaking up the fandom a little bit. I actually haven't seen a whole lot of negative responses to...
Have you heard of me? May I finish my sentence, please?
I was like, I'll tell you about a little event we have going on.
He has not turned out a computer since, though.
No, here's the deal. People are saying, oh, it's controversial, it's a big risk. But most of what I see online is pretty positive. And then a lot of people are, like me, kind of just skeptical. And it's more the idea that it's just a really big change. And for me, anytime we get a new doctor... It's changing the character a bit, and it's something we got to get used to. And this is the biggest change we've ever seen for the Doctor. So I'm just kind of like, she's good, but it's still going to be a very different take on the character. And we're going to have a new showrunner, obviously. We're going to have a new companion. So much is changing that I'm just like, I hope they can still make it a good show with things just being really different, you know?
It's kind of always been that. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of always been that for me because it's like, you know, when the Matt Smith era started, it was new showrunner, new doctor, new budget. Like, that's when the production quality jumped way up. And then things got weird for a little while, but then it turned out to be okay. And then Capaldi came in, and his first season was terrible. And then he's grown to be my second favorite doctor.
Like, second favorite? Who's your favorite?
Christopher Eccleston. Duh. Oh. Anyway.
I don't know any of these
people. I'm a big 9 fan. Anyway.
I had trouble getting used to 10 when he first came.
That's understandable.
When we first saw him. He's my favorite now.
Well, that's... And he's a great... They're all good. Yeah. I like all of them.
Yeah.
But... And that's the thing. It's always... People are freaking out for no reason. The biggest thing that I loved was, like... It was, like... The headline of the article was, fictitious time travelers don't have vaginas, say morons.
That's the best title I've seen.
And it is. It's like... If you watch this season, he's been having kind of an existential crisis. He doesn't want to change again. And I think the buildup is all of this anxiety and this drama and this trauma that he's experienced over the last season of the show has moved him into this new era of a new gender for the Doctor. And it's going to be completely different, but it's still going to be the Doctor. So I'm very excited about
it. And they've approached it in a way that within the logic of the show, you know, the sciencey-wyancey explanations, it kind of does make sense. And also they've kind of prepared us for it with...
There was a lot of hinting at it.
Well, there was. But Stephen Moffat might hint at stuff and then never actually show, you know.
I'm just glad to get rid of Moffat.
I
agree.
He's given us some great stuff, but he's also...
He used to be a great writer, but he's never been a good showrunner. And I haven't even finished the last two seasons because it was just too painful to watch. And I love Capaldi, and I hate the writing for Capaldi.
It gets better in the...
Does it?
Capaldi's first season was trash, and then the next two seasons get better. Well, I can't say it was trash.
I haven't been impressed yet, but...
I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Yeah, I was just going to say, speaking of negative reaction, I mean, the internet has gone insane, and I had actually been, you know, throwing it out there. I wanted to see Haley Atwell or somebody like that. I'm glad that it is Jodie and, you know, somebody that the showrunners work for, because I'm very behind on Doctor Who. I mean, I was a big Torchwood fan. fan. But yeah, like, there's an event here in Burbank at Geeky Tees, which is a female-owned tea shop where they have a TARDIS outside. And
not only female-owned, but the owner is a redhead named Donna.
Yes, she's lovely, and her cat's adorable.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, but yeah, you can put your bra on the TARDIS, or a bra you have. You know, you just go buy a bra, put it on the TARDIS, take a photo, and you get a free tea that day on the 23rd. So on Sunday, on your way back from Comic-Con.
Female doctor, do we put our briefs on the TARDIS?
Yeah, it's just like, put your bra on the TARDIS, because people said there's no bras in the TARDIS was one of the other crazy things. The doctor doesn't have a vagina.
The worst thing I heard is some idiot in Britain said, it's Doctor Who, not Nurse Who. Really? Really?
Well, I did make a comment because a friend of mine posted on Facebook, like, if any of you have a problem with the new doctor being a female, then kindly unfriend me now. And I posted under the post, I was like, you know, the doctor isn't a female. It's right in his name. Doctor. And then I put sarcasm font at the end, you know, at the bottom of it as a joke.
Thomas, can I ask you, though, this kind of feeds into the panel which you are doing down at San Diego Comic-Con, that everybody's a critic online, and that everybody has this, like, something about the internet has made everybody just out to destroy each other.
Yeah, starting with POTUS.
Yeah, but true. But, like, tell us about a little bit about your panel.
It's, the panel is entitled Everyone's a Critic, Journalism in the Online Age. And we did a version at WonderCon, and I just vented because I'm just so tired of fan entitlement. It's like, holy crap. I mean, you know, hey, if you want it this way, work your way up the food chain, create your own show, and do it your way. Otherwise, stop watching or shut up, because I don't want to hear
it. I loved you. No. I was in there when you went off. It was all about Iron Fist. Remember? What was it that you were saying? It was a great... You had the great...
How dare Marvel cast a white guy to play a white guy!
Yeah, you should watch the Iron Fist After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We had some fun commentary. And the comments were even better.
Hey, Jeremy, what about you guys? You guys have to face down, like, angry online comments like this all the time?
We do our best to just avoid it at all costs.
That's smart.
It's not healthy to read comments or reviews. Mm-hmm. And I used to... Like early on when I started the show, and then there's no point.
I think the biggest criticism they've always had to deal with is there are people convinced that they're just making fun of nerds, and I'm like, dude, I know for a fact that the writing staff is all nerds.
They love nerds. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but people are like, they're out to get us.
Whatever.
Who do they think writes all of our TV shows?
Yeah, really.
Seriously. Nerds are ruling the world.
Yeah. Elves.
Elves and, yeah, jocks, I'm sure.
All right, last question. Thomas, what do you think of Spider-Man Homecoming?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Disappointed that the box office drop-off was so large.
The largest second weekend box office drop in Marvel's cinematic history.
Which is weird.
Yeah, because it was so good.
It's a great... I love the Holland kid. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
He's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't know what they were putting... They're chalking that up to pot. You know, they've been talking about like franchise fatigue all summer. Even with a great movie like Spider-Man Homecoming, there's still a little bit of franchise fatigue. Everybody wanted to see it, but...
Guess what? Superheroes are saving the box office.
They're the only things out there.
That's the only thing that's surefire working.
So, we have three big movies of the summer. They're all three superhero movies. It's like Guardians, Wonder Woman, and Spider-Man. So.
Well, Valerian.
And who has the best leg?
Valerian. Yep, Valerian. Wonder Woman!
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. It's from like a comic book series. And it's a big sci-fi. It's
not saved anything.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
Is that the one that Variety... Somebody called Star Wars on crack?
It's the same director as Fifth Element. So yeah. I'm stoked.
Yeah,
so
I'm excited. And like the art from the graphic novel inspired a lot of the designs for things like Blade Runner, Star Wars, a lot of sci-fi stuff that we've seen. It's been a very influential graphic novel for a long time.
Or so maybe, let's maybe talk like parties. Novel,
comic. Parties at Comic-Con. No, we got to
keep going.
No, we got to get going here, guys.
We're going to run out of
time.
We have
a hard stop. We got 20 minutes of parties right here and exclusives, too. Mm-hmm. So well, go ahead. We're going to go ahead and start with parties on Wednesday night. For any of you who are unfamiliar, Comic-Con, of course, is the convention which happens inside the San Diego Convention Center. But in recent years, there's... And it's been going on for probably, 10 years? The explosion of offsites and parties. So much so that they're kind of getting blamed for maybe some light traffic on the floor. Remember, we discussed it last week. And I don't know if that's true or not, but All I know is that there's more parties than you can absolutely shake a stick.
Oh, yeah. So DTSD turns into the biggest party. And in by the country.
So when the sun goes down, here's where you throw down. Yeah. All right.
So Wednesday night we talked about Game of Bloggers.
Some of us are going to the Game of Bloggers. Tony Kim with Crazy for Comic Con has opened up. It's free to the public. If you should
with
RSVP
a badge.
Yeah. Tony wants you to have a badge. He wants it to be for people who are going to. Wants to preserve that Comic-Con, camaraderie there. So anyways, Game of Bloggers is going to be over at House of Blues after...
Bree and I will be there.
I will be there as well. That's on preview night. You can get... By the way, every bit of information that you hear tonight is going to be on our site within about an hour after the show. You've got to give me time to drive home to put it on.
What? No app?
No, I know.
Where's the Con Guy app?
No, the article's already ready to go. I wanted you to watch the show first before I put it up, because then if you're anything like me, anyways, I'm not going to say
so that. Yeah, Wednesday night is also HopCon.
HopCon, which is down at Stone Brewery, Liberty Station. Mm-hmm.
So, and that's 7 to 11 p.m., so you could theoretically go there and then Game of Bloggers. However, HopCon costs money. $75, or it's $40 if you're a designated driver, which means you're not drinking.
Like, I'm going to pay $40 to go to a HopCon and not drink. This is silly. It
should be free.
I know. Yeah. They should be paying me to show up. All right. Too Blog, Too Furious. That is the part.
I know. Such a silly name. I like it.
But it's kind of cool. It's Carrie Dixon and James over at the San Diego Comic-Con unofficial blog. They're having kind of meet up over at McFadden's Pub. That's from 7-Eleven that night.
That's a fun place, too.
Yeah. So let's jump to Thursday.
Okay, Thursday. What's going on? Wait. We missed a big one.
Oh.
Alcon Entertainment is having the Blade Runner 2049 party.
That one's invitation only.
It's invitation only, but we know somebody who might be able to get it.
Seriously? I know a guy.
Somebody in our writers group is married to somebody at Alcon.
What?
Yeah, Jen. Don't say her name.
You already said her first name. Don't say it more.
Her last name.
Jim's got a bad habit of saying things on the air that he shouldn't.
Dush. All right, Thursday night is a big night. The one thing I'm excited about, Boom Studios, one of my favorite places to hang out. They're awesome.
Richie.
Yeah, and they're having they're calling it the Boom Studios Drink Up. The first 1,000 people that go by their booth, so you do have to have a badge to get into Comic-Con, to go by their booth and pick up a ticket or something, they will buy you a drink that night inside the Hilton Bayfront.
Bree and I went to the Boom Studios Drink Up last year. It was a delight. She was kind of talking to them about working at Boom Studios and eventually didn't end up materializing, and she has a great job now. But we were hanging out with the Boom people.
Some of my favorite people.
It was a lot of fun. And they're great people.
Got a great crew.
Yeah,
you know them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Thursday night there's also a Sci-Fi and Nerd Machine fan party, which is kind of taking, since there's no actual Nerd HQ...
Let's talk about that just for a second, yeah.
Yeah.
Nerd HQ, yeah, they went away, but Zach said, be looking for something to happen. So what he did, he started this partnership. Yeah. He's going to be hosting all week the Sci-Fi Daily Show.
And they're still going to do, there's going to be this fandom party or the fan party on Thursday night. I think there's another one or two.
On Saturday night.
Okay. And then they're also doing some charity auctions to raise money for Operation Smile, because that was what Nerd HQ was doing the whole time with Conversations for a Cause.
And if you want to go to these parties, we'll have information on the site. I think you just go, you fill out a form, you can RSVP ahead of time, or just kind of show up. And how did it work? Did you go last time? You went, right? We have a guest in the room I can't talk to right now. He's off camera.
Last year I was there.
Okay, so you did go.
Right. So many rules.
So many people dancing in the crowd was really tight, and all of a sudden I look up, and there's Joss Whedon in the crowd 3 feet from me.
That's right.
Things like that happen.
So it's at the Children's Center on both nights, and so Zach Whedon.
Different Whedon.
I've been up for so long, I'm so tired.
Yes, Joss adopted Zach.
Zachary Levi has been able to bring back the party, so I'm really excited about this, both Thursday and Saturday night. All right, never mind. Keep going. What else are you guys seeing?
Yeah, on Thursday, the Carnival Alpha Party is...
That's awesome.
Alpha is the Nerdist with Geek and Sundry mixed together, and so it should be pretty fun. I hear they have laser tag, and I'm going to that
Where's that one
going to
be?
It says at Kraken is sponsoring, and it's at Flux. It's a nightclub down there. I've never been there.
Because they're offsite, the Carnival offsite's over at the Marriott Marquis this year.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, it was at Petco Park last year.
Right.
But, yeah.
I also know Bangarang, the Heroes and Rebels party at 9 p.m., hosted by your friend and mine, the incomparable Bernie Bregman, a.k.a.
Bernie
Gatsby. Yeah.
I heard that his Batman screening this past Thursday night went great.
Yes.
Which Batman?
They did 89?
The 66.
The 66.
Fake Adam West was there and said it was a great
fake
show.
Fake Adam West?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who has been on our show many times.
He's a friend of the Con Guy. And, okay, the Bangarang Party is aptly named because of their guest DJ.
Dante Basco.
Yeah.
Will be DJing.
Rufio
from Hook. They're also going to be showing a short film starring Dante called Rufio Origins, I believe.
Rufio. Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
It's an origin story for Rufio that he starred in recently. It's a 12-minute short film. They're going to be showing that at the beginning of the night. Then he's hopping up, flipping the wax, and then...
What did you say, flipping the wax?
I think
flipping
the wax, like DJing.
Yeah.
I've records. Never heard that. I have
never
so
heard that before.
No,
I haven't heard that, but I kind of got what you meant.
Sounds like a surfing term.
No, it's for DJing. It's for DJing.
All right, what about the Winona Earp party? That's 9 to 11. It's on 526 F Street between 5th and 6th in the Gas Lamp. It's invitation only, so I have no idea how to get to that party.
Yeah. That's why I skipped that.
I know. We'll try to skip.
Okay, but Rave of Thrones is also Friday night, and that one is at Omni Nightclub, 9 p.m. to late. There is a cost. It says $20 to $55, so I don't know what that means. It might be a different
$20 for the ladies, $55 for the guys.
Or it might be it might be designated drivers, but they have a guest DJ, Christian Nairn, who plays Hodor.
Oh, Hodor's, yeah.
Hodor.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. Remember when I told you Bree and I were not going to be cosplaying at Comic-Con this year?
Please tell me you changed your mind.
We may have changed our minds, and we might be cosplaying at a couple of DC characters at the Bangarang Heroes and Rebels party on Friday night. So.
I thought since we just mentioned Hodor, you were going to be like Hodor and Bran.
No.
There's also
that would be good.
And then you'd
night,
be carrying
just carry
her,
her around on my back.
Thursday night, Wootstock 9.0, a night of geeks and music with Adam Savage, Paul and Storm and friends. It's at Balboa Theater at 7 p.m. Around $43. All right. You want to go ahead and let's go ahead over to Friday?
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Yeah, okay.
That hashtag show we should mention.
Yeah, let's.
Yep.
You want to mention that one?
I'll mention it. Yeah, hashtag shows Mission Comic Con Strikes Back. So they had Mission Comic Con last year. Now they're doing Mission Comic Con Strikes Back, and I don't know
makes
if they're going to do Return of the Mission Comic Con next year or something. But
yeah, well,
6 p.m. to midnight at the Mission Brewery on Friday.
All right.
$10 to get in. There's a raffle. Proceeds go to St. Jude's Hospital.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
And Sam Jones, a.k.a. Flash Gordon, is going to be there.
That sounds
cool.
So
that's where he's at.
Flash!
I think that's a separate party.
Yeah,
that's
he's in the second one. And there's just a party with Sam Jones. I saw it on like a SCCC
that wasn't
vlog.
Bolded.
Sorry, I made this list and I didn't get
that
one bolded and it threw you off.
I thought it threw me off. I apologize to everybody.
But I mean, it's also
this
bolded.
This is what you get when you get rid of your copy editors. That's... New York Times should listen to that.
It's bulleted. It's bulleted. I'm
right.
sorry.
Nickelodeon has their annual Friday night party at Sidebar, 536 Market Street, 9 p.m. till midnight. Okay. Also invitation only. I keep on hitting
I know. Well, you see cool ones, and then you see invitation only at the end
really
of the
cool.
description.
Yeah.
Impractical Joker's party is on Saturday. That one sounds kind of fun. I don't know if you've seen that show. It's just silly humor, but it's guys who challenge each other to do things.
It's not just a party. They have an all-day block party in Petco Park. They're taking over.
Okay.
It's a block. It is a party, though, but it's all day long. It's really
cool.
It's
all day? Okay.
Yes. The IMDb Boat Party presented by Xfinity, 7:30 to 11.
It's also invitation only.
Like
I tried. I tried to get into that one.
I'm not going to give any more parties.
Nuke the Fridge's party is also on Saturday. If you guys know Nuke the Fridge, the website, it's more nerd stuff. I've got a buddy who writes for that. Yeah.
Wait,
great name.
Let's talk about the one that everybody can go to, the MTV Fandom Fest.
Petco
Park. You come with your badge. You go into the park. It's free. You get a free drink, free food, free everything. And that's when they have the Fandom Awards that they are will be showing on MTV.
And when's that?
That is Friday night. Please tell me I'm right. 7 to 11.
Please tell me. How do I tell them that I have no inner monologue?
That's been pretty big every year. They have the Ferris wheel. They have like carnival rides. And they had Linkin Park was there performing. Last year they had a musical group. It's just a pretty big thing. They kind of take... It's one of the biggest things that happens.
All right, we've got about 10 minutes left.
That is free. 11 minutes and 54. Keep going.
But that's the whole thing.
Stop counting down and talk.
Bye.
Can we go to Sunday? Anybody got anything
else? We haven't
had any parties.
I know there's more stuff,
Saturday.
But still.
Saturday.
Well, I already said a little bit of Saturday.
Well, okay, let's talk about Saturday. Mm-hmm. Bill, never mind.
Did you see him?
Look at all these
I get to go to that one.
Buffy the Vampire.
Wait, Jeremy, what are you doing?
The Bill Prady one I get to go to because he created the Big Bang Theory. So it's very small.
You've got connections there. Mm-hmm. You can tell us all about it.
Pool Club at the Hilton San Diego Bay.
We'll give you a Con Guy t-shirt to wear so that you can put your show. Yeah.
That would be awesome. All right, what else we got on Saturday? So the parties that people can go to.
Oh, did anybody mention Buffy?
Oh, yeah, the big band from Legion M, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
There's a big fandom thing for Buffy from Legion M. It's at Sidebar from 6 to 9 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's the first 250 people in line, so are guaranteed, but...
Which means maybe they'll fit in more.
And then everybody else will... And they'll probably cycle in and out.
Yeah, because I saw a big Facebook, announcement, and, you know, all these people are scheduled to go, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Saturday night is also the big Doctor Who party on the rooftop bar at the Omnia.
Yeah.
That's going to feature a ton of cosplayers. There's also the Marked Men Pirate Party on the Star of India pirate ship.
Yep.
Loosely titled pirate ship. It's a ship. It's not a pirate ship. Yeah. But
I mean, they're not literally going to be going around and attacking parts of San Diego.
We might throw some people in the brig.
Okay.
We might make them walk.
Starts at 8, goes very late. It says it's down at the Maritime Museum.
And that's hosted by my buddy, Brandon.
That's really cool.
He's a good guy.
Costs between 50 to 100 bucks if you want to pay that much.
It just depends on what kind of access you want, if you do VIP or any of that stuff.
And remember that Tony was on last time. There is the Red Wedding Party is going to be at House of Blues. I don't think we have it on here.
If you hear them playing Reigns of Castamere, run away.
That's right. It is free. You just show up. If you go to the Game of Bloggers Party on Wednesday, you will get a VIP entrance into the Red Wedding Party. And they're both at House of Blues.
Basically, the bottom line is, even if there are by invitation only parties... There's plenty of parties to get into. Yes.
That's
true. Well, here, most of the ones that are invitation only, you can sometimes get in. And
if you have a sweet talk of security.
Yeah, it does work.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't recommend that, but, you know.
For example, Entertainment Weekly, they have their great big party on Saturday night. My buddy Brad, I won't give his last name, he goes to that party every year. He's never been invited. So
I guess it is for it, and I didn't get in. But you never know. They said if their space opens up,
just be aware of the risks involved with it.
Are you on the list?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Club Sabat presents Horror versus Sci-Fi, 9 p.m. to late. DJs, a cosplay contest, and more. It's an after party for this year's horror cosplay meetup. 21 and only, $7. That's at Club Sabat. It just goes late on Saturday night. What else we see for Saturday? By the way, there are about 100 parties.
We're just hitting some highlights. We're almost out of time, and we haven't talked any exclusives yet.
Well, let's go Sunday real quick.
That's superhero pool party.
There's a superhero pool party in the Lafayette Hotel, 12 until 5, for those who will not be heading out of Comic-Con area on... That starts during the convention. And it ends during the convention. Yeah. I'm not going to that one.
Bad.
All right, and then there's also Wake for Adam West. Mm-hmm. That's the annual Dead Dog Party. What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I saw something about it. I got these from several different websites.
Right. And we will have about 100 of them listed, like I say, about an hour after we close tonight. And on Friday night, the Nylon Magazine presents the AfterCon with NVE, 9:30 Omnia Rooftop. RSVP required. I'm going to that party.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I am. Cool. You know how you get an RSVP? They have a website. You just go in and put your email, and they send you the RSVP.
The Nylon Magazine AfterCon. Okay.
Yes, you can find the information on our website.
And the thing is, you think about this, and you're like, there's 100 parties going on. Mm-hmm. What the heck? Well, you know, there's multiple hundreds of thousands of people at this event.
That's true.
What is it, 150,000 badges to get into the convention, and then all the action that's going on?
Well, it's 130. They have 130,000 badges. They estimate 167,000 actual people. If you count the way New York Comic Con counts, it's like per day. Like,
sure. Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on how you count.
Anyway, there are lots and lots of people.
Yeah.
So, there are lots of parties, and there will be lots of people at every party.
Are there any parties, any cool parties that we've missed? Any big parties that we've missed? Just before we head on to some exclusives here.
Now let's rip through these exclusives.
Yeah. All right.
Onward!
All right, let's go ahead and talk about exclusives. This is not my area. I know that there are some exclusives that I do want to get this year. I know a couple of things I want, but what about Derek? Why don't you go ahead and start?
Well, my friend Bill tagged me on Facebook earlier. He's from my hometown in West Virginia and wanted me to try and get him this Funko exclusive. It's Skeletor in armor on Panther, is it? Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, I'll see. I'll tell my friends, and I can't promise anything, but we'll see what we can do. Yeah, because Funkos are really hard.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing is I so want that Twin Peaks with Dale and Laura Palmer. Like it's a 2-pack, and they say it's an exclusive, and I'm like, guys, I have to.
Now sometimes those Funko exclusives they will release them other places later.
Yeah, Hot Topic had them last year, like a few.
Yeah, but that's you just never know which ones are for sure if they'll do that.
Well, just a general rule of the exclusives. If you go to the San Diego Comic-Con, the official website, you look on their exclusives tab, they will tell you every company that they know of that will be bringing exclusives, that they know of, that have registered with them. So there will be more than, but they have probably about 50 to 100 on there right now. And also, a lot of these exclusives, they'll say convention exclusive doesn't necessarily mean it's a Comic-Con exclusive. It's their summer exclusive sometimes. Some of them, you know, it's kind of like a, you'll find a lot of them online even before the convention starts, which I'm not really a fan of that. What's the sense of going to the convention to get that exclusive? But, you know, whatever.
If they can make money, they'll find a way.
Yeah, I did love how I didn't have to wait in line.
You can always go on eBay and pay 10 times as much.
And like you were talking about, like, Hot Topic has some, like, the morning that the convention opens up, go to Hot Topic, and a lot of the exclusives you're looking for, they're going to be right there.
Yeah, I got the Malcolm Merlin pop without waiting in line because I just opened it up, and it's like, oh, it's on there.
Funko especially,
Barnes and Noble, they've got 5 minutes left, maybe less, really. We should just go around and see if anybody's got, like, one or two exclusives they really want to see.
I do.
Anybody? Yeah, go.
Hasbro. The Black Series X-34 Landspeeder and 6-inch Luke Skywalker. It's about $90.
That sounds sexy.
It's awesome. But that's pretty cool. But what I would, if I can't get my first choice, which is the Black Series 6-inch Grand Admiral Thrawn, that's what I want.
Ooh.
That would be kind of cool. And he is $50. And then there's also Marvel has a 12-inch Daredevil figurine that I wouldn't mind having as well.
Cool. Nice.
All right, what do you have?
Lucretia, is there anything you want to see?
Oh, I know she does.
Other than the Twin Peaks, the Rick and Morty from Loot Crate exclusive.
Yep.
I'm
come
on, guys. I'm a subscriber. You got to get me one.
Are you a subscriber to Loot Crate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
There are a couple things on here that jump out to me that I'm a little bit excited to. The Geekdomware.com, Garner Holt Productions, Jazz Ness, an NES Classic Jazz Tribute 2-CD set. Yes, all the yes. And also, this is how big of a nerd I am. The Pop Minded by Hallmark, Star Wars, Star Trek, and DC Christmas ornaments.
Yes, those look pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tom, do you have any exclusives?
Just the Mattel Justice League Cyborg action figure.
I saw that, too. That looks awesome.
And in a boom cube.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked a little bit kind of
like... Oh, Mother Box.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
See what?
Oh, I come in the Mother Box,
in a Mother Box.
What does that mean?
I probably know what that is.
It's an Injustice 2 joke.
I know what it is.
Well, they've tied in Cyborg's origin with Jack Kirby's Fourth World.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm just opening them on the game. I'm like, I didn't even know that part. I'm like, now nice. I learned something.
Jeremy, are you into exclusives at all? Anything?
No. We have two kids, so we're actually trying to get rid of toys. I probably won't pick anything up.
So, if you guys can spot Jeremy at the convention and have some cash in your pocket, you know.
He'll be giving away
what you got, Jeremy. What you got to sell me?
And just so everybody knows, Funko is probably one of the biggest exclusive marketers on the floor.
Yeah.
But they have a certain way that you have to get their exclusives. Every morning, if you want to get... I know, it's just a mess. We last year, we called it the Cluster Funko. But they're trying to fix it because it is so hard to get one of to get into their booth. So you got to show up in Sales Pavilion every morning to enter a lottery to perhaps get a bracelet, which will give you the opportunity to go get one of your Funko Pops. So it's an ordeal.
I was reading some of their exclusives are specifically available at their offsite location.
Oh yeah, they're having a pop-up Funko offsite location, which we will have in our updated offsites list. Which actually it went live today. So if you guys want to go over to our updated offsites list, you can find out about the offsite Funko Pop location as well. What? Anything else? Anything else that we... Guys, there's like 100 or 200 of these things, but like... I do want to mention this. Jake, who does reviews for us, he lives in Ohio. He's going to be doing... He has his top 10 exclusives that he's going to hunting down at Comic-Con this week, and so we will be posting that video as well. It's going to be a late night.
And you can find the full list on the comiccon.org website, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
They've got the list of all the 2017 exclusives. It's listed by company, and you can follow the link and see.
And I'll tell you somebody else who does a really good job of following exclusives is the San Diego Comic-Con unofficial blog. They have a list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Their exclusives tab, and they they probably describe like five of them per day. So if you want to go find out some stuff, go to their tab. Tony's website, Crazy for Comic Con, they have a lot of good exclusives on there as well. Yeah. We will have a lot of exclusives on there as well. I mean, it's just hard to like pick your favorite exclusives because...
just like parties.
Yeah.
And also with parties, we're going to be posting a list, as you said, but also Bleeding Cool News is pretty good at having a complete list. I got a lot of these from there, actually.
We pulled together what we knew. There's some. Mm-hmm. We went through all the Eventbrite pages, the Facebook pages, Bleeding Cool News, Hollywood Reporters, and just there's like Tony's page. There's like probably 10 different party lists we put together to put our party list together, yeah. which is going online.
We're
tonight.
Down to less than 1 minute.
I don't care about that thing. Mm-hmm. Hey,
other people have to use the studio.
Yeah, I know. I know. We're renting the studio space. All right, guys, listen. We've had a blast. We want to encourage everybody to show up down there. Meet us at San Diego Comic-Con. If you want to guarantee you're going to meet us, go to the Game of Blogs party on Wednesday night or the Red Wedding party on Saturday night. I will be there all week. My special guest friend Greg is in the room. He flew in from Tennessee.
And hey, Greg.
Hey, Greg. Everybody wave at Greg.
Sorry, you can't see him, but we can. Hi. Yeah,
Greg's not much put his face on TV anyway. So we're all going to be down there this week. All right, you can find me on theconguy.com. You can find me on Twitter at conguyjim. You can follow us at theconguy, D-O-T-C-O-M. That's theconguy.com. Derek, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at conguyderek. Please download our cosplay bingo play. Send us pictures. Yep. It'll be a lot of fun.
And since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And hopefully we're going to be guesting on Lucretia's comic book show pretty soon.
Yeah, on Book Circle Online, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. We're taking off this week for Comic-Con, but starting back next week, we'll be having you guys on whenever you want to come.
Sounds
Anybody
fantastic.
In here is welcome.
All right. I'm Ben Cleaver at BenKliewer. You can catch me on any of the interwebs and on your TV screens with a Chrysler Pacifica commercial.
Yay!
And I love that shirt you got on tonight. That's
Donald! Donald!
The many Duck faces tails. Of Donald. All right, Tom.
You can find me at TomDaveLA. TomDaveLA.
And go see his panel this week at San Diego Comic Con.
Saturday evening, I think either 5 or 6.
Okay.
You can find me walking around Burbank. I don't know.
You can't find him. He's too mysterious.
Right. Avoid him at all, Jeremy.
But we can find the Big Bang Theory on CBS.
That's right. Sometime
this fall.
In September. I think the 29th, let's say.
Yes. All right, Jeremy, thanks for being with us tonight. Tom, thanks for coming. Lucretia, everybody, thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah. We've had a blast. Like we said, this week we'll be down in San Diego Comic-Con, the biggest convention of our year. So we'll talk to you afterwards. Get some sleep.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.